Welcome to the American History Podcast, Episode 10, The Protestant Reformation and the Puritans.
Welcome to the American History Podcast, hosted by Sean Worswick.
Welcome to the American History Podcast. First, before we begin, I'd just like to give you an invitation to follow our new Twitter account that's dedicated specifically to the show. So go over to Twitter and follow us at American HistCast. I'm not into Facebook, so I'm only on Twitter for now. Also, please check out the show's website, www.theamericanhistorypodcast.com. We've got a page there dedicated to the sources that we use to create each of these episodes. So if you're interested, you can get some of the books that I've read. Of course, the list is not exhaustive. I'm just giving you a few of the books that I think you will find helpful if you are looking for more information. Okay, so now this is going to be a quick episode. Maybe we should call it a mini episode. It won't take long. This is kind of an introduction, I guess you could say, to the Puritans and to New England in general. Okay, so the Protestant Reformation. In 1517, Martin Luther began his break from the Catholic Church, and this was the birth of the Protestant movement. Now, I'm not going to go into this in too great an amount of depth here. This is a podcast dedicated to American history. This is not European history, but it is helpful to understand Protestantism. So with that in mind, what do you really need to know about Luther and the Protestant Reformation? First, Luther declared that the Bible alone is the source of God's word. Now, this is different from the Catholic Church, which held that tradition is important. Luther dismissed church tradition as holding any importance and said that the only thing that mattered was the word of God alone, as it is presented in the Bible. That's all that matters. And in this, Luther denounces the authority of the Pope. Secondly, salvation is determined by faith alone, not by works, not by donating money to the church. This is Luther responding to the corruption that he saw taking place in Germany, specifically when it came to the selling of indulgences. And the last thing that you really need to understand is that the Reformation comes to dominate European politics well into the 17th century. Luther, however, was not the only Protestant reformer. After Luther, you get John Calvin, who elaborated on Luther's ideas and founded the Calvinist movement when he published the Institutes of the Christian Religion in 1536. In this book, Calvin argued that God was all-powerful and all-good at the same time. Humans, because of their original sin, were weak and wicked beings. Further, Calvin postulated the idea of predestination, arguing that God, who is all-knowing, already knows who will go to heaven and who will end up going to hell. Those who were going to heaven were referred to as the elect, and they were chosen by God for eternal salvation. Now, according to Calvin, good works, such as following the sacraments of the Catholic Church, did not determine salvation. Now, this, of course, is similar to what Luther was arguing. Having said that, while your final disposition was already decided, one could not simply act immoral, as no one knew their status before God. The fourth major aspect of Calvin's theology was that a conversion experience was seen as a sign from God that you had been chosen. After this experience, you were expected to lead a sanctified life as a model for the community, and these people were referred to as the visible saints. Now, Luther and his followers and Calvin and his followers were not the only Protestants. There's many, many other groups. But more central to the story of American history, of course, would be one group in particular. That's the Church of England, but also the Puritans. The Church of England broke ties with the Roman Catholic Church in the 1530s during what is referred to as the English Reformation. This was the point at which the monarch of England, who at this time was Henry VIII, became the head of the church. Now, the problem with the Anglican Church, at least in the minds of some of the more ardent Protestants in England, was that it did not go far enough in breaking with the Catholic Church. These Puritans were fellow Protestants who wanted to reform the Anglican Church to purify it of its Catholic elements and exclude people who were not committed to this goal. So if you weren't radical enough, as if they weren't radical enough, I should say, there was a group known as the Separatists. They are an extreme group of Puritans who desired to completely break from the Anglican Church rather than trying to reform it. And it is this group who would become known as Pilgrims. Now, the Separatists specifically were problematic for the English monarchy, who at this time, in the early 17th century, the English monarch is James I. He was concerned that these people were challenging his role as the leader of the Church of England. Their inability to conform was, at least in his mind, a direct challenge to his authority. Further, James was a believer in the idea of the divine right of kings. He claimed, when the Calvinists argued against the existence of bishops, that no bishop meant no king. Thus, he would not allow for the elimination of the system of bishops in the Church of England. Further, like I said, he was a firm believer in absolutism, such as that which was seen in France, Henry IV, and later under Louis XIII and the XIV. So the last thing James wants is this challenge to his authority. Finally, James will unwisely engage in a series of wars, including the 30 Years' War, which was costly and would drain the treasury. He also foolishly, for his times, flaunted his wealth, as well as the fact that he had male lovers, something which damaged the prestige of the monarchy and would lay the groundwork for the English Civil War once his son Charles I became king. Okay, that's really all for this episode. I know it's quite a bit shorter than usual. We could have gone into far more detail with the Protestant Reformation, but like I said, this is the American History Podcast, and I didn't want to give you too much information dealing with European history and making this the European History Podcast. However, we will be back much quicker than usual with a full-length episode. In the meantime, if you enjoyed this episode, please give us a good review on iTunes, as it does help others who are interested in American history find our show. Also, please visit our website, theamericanhistorypodcast.com, where you can sign up for email updates. Whenever we release a new episode, we send out an email. And that's really all we send out emails for. Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.